This is Garves Network, Good Habits Podcast, Episode 8. Hello! I hope everybody has had an amazing week. We are now well and truly into the new year, 2020. Wow! I greet this day with love in my heart, as I always do. And I feel amazing. I've had an amazing time over the past few days. And I know that everything will always work out how I want it to. Because I am the creator of my world. And you are the creator of your own world. I just want to talk about a book that I was told about at Christmas, and so I bought it straight away. It's an amazing book. It's by an English guy called Charlie McKenzie. It's not McKenzie at all. It's Macassé. I do apologise. Charlie Macassé. M-A-C-K-E-S-Y. His name will be in my notes. So go and his website, go check him out. Support him by buying the book off his website. And the book is called The Boy, The Mole, The Fox and The Horse. And I'm not going to spoil it too much, but I will say it is an amazing book. The author says that it's from anybody from the age of 8 to 80. Well, I slightly disagree. I think it's for everybody, no matter what age. I truly do. I really think this book should be given out in school, in preschool, in kindergarten, or whatever you call, when they first start in school, nursery. I think this book should be given out to every child around the world. It's essentially about love, friendship and kindness. And it truly is amazing. Get it, read it to your children. Read it to your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, best friend, someone you've just met. Tell them about it. Read it to your granddad, your grandma, your auntie, great auntie, everybody. Read it with people. It truly is a book to enjoy with other people, not just yourself. So as I say, all the information will be in the show notes. And hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. I just want to just go on and talk a little bit about, you know, when you live for doing good, when you just live for giving, you know, good things will happen to you, you know, unexpected things. You know, I've said this before, but I just want to just go over it again. Because I've actually witnessed something happening, and it is my amazing girlfriend. She truly comes from a place of giving, and she is an amazing woman. And I don't think she quite believed in, you know, when she is giving, you know, good out to the world, which she does, that it does come back in one form or another. And, you know, she's amazing, and some things happened where she's got a chance to go on a lifetime holiday with her two children, and it's turned out that it's free, it's costing her nothing. And, you know, I just said it's because of all the, you know, the good that you give to this world. You know, you're so unselfish, and you just do things for other people without question. So, everybody, you know, live the law of giving. In the Master Keys Experience course that I'm doing, we've been taught the law of giving, and I'm going to read them to you, and they'll be in show notes. I suggest that you write them down, and, you know, read them every day. Write them on some index cards, put them in your pocket. And when you've got 30 seconds or so, read them. You don't have to read them out loud, just read them to yourself. And just feel the giving and being grateful as well grow inside of you. So here we go. And I'll start by saying, I promise to keep these four promises. Wherever I go, I bring a gift. I may bring a compliment, a prayer, a trinket, flowers, but I promise I will give something to every person I encounter. I promise to be a grateful receiver of the gifts that surround me, noticing nature, kindness, smiles and compliments, which I gladly receive with a thank you. I promise to give the hope of joy, affluence, kindness and love consistently with every encounter, regardless of the brevity. I promise to give without exception of reciprocity from the channels I enrich, because I know that I am in the dynamic flow of giving and receiving. I always keep my promises. It's life-changing stuff. Read it, feel it, live it, and your life will change. So I'm going to wrap it up for this episode today. By saying an affirmation that I've been saying every day since I read about it and was told about it in the Master Key Experience and also the Master Key Systems book. And the affirmation is, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious and happy. I greet this day with love in my heart. Peace be the journey, love and light. And I will talk to you very soon on the next episode. Have an amazing, amazing rest of the week.